I have a question about Darfur and a question about Iran.
Sure.
On Darfur, we had some folks in southern Maine who were quite interested in helping them, but I guess the UN coordinator told the Security Council on Friday that conditions are deteriorating so badly that the international assistance could collapse in the next few weeks. What can you do to persuade the dissidents to obey the peace treaty?
Well, certainly, the United States has put a lot of time and effort into the peace agreement that was just signed. Put a lot of effort into food assistance. The United States provides, of the food assistance the World Food Program has actually received, about 89% of that food assistance has come from the United States. If all pledges are taken into account, it'll be 50% that is still U.S., and President Bush continues to increase our food aid to Darfur. The United States, of course, also was a very active partner, in fact, helped to broker a peace agreement between the North and South, the so-called Comprehensive Peace Agreement, and people need to remember that that was a civil war that had killed millions of people over decades. And so we've been very active. We have been pushing the Security Council. I went to the Security Council myself and argued for a rapid work toward a UN peacekeeping force that could be more robust to protect the people of Darfur. The United States has gone to NATO to try and get NATO logistical support for such a peacekeeping force. But frankly, we need more help from the international community. It is extremely important that states like China and Russia have the same sense of urgency in the Security Council about Darfur that the United States has about Darfur. And so we're pressing very hard for that. There are too many people have died or have had terror rained upon them in Darfur. It's really time to get a peacekeeping force in that can help. But we need also, going back to the first question, you know, it's not the case that some people are worthy of help and others are not. And I would ask people, when they think about who's worthy of help, to think about the Darfurians, to think about the people of Zimbabwe, to think about the people of Burma, but also to think about the conditions in which the people of Iraq and Afghanistan found themselves before the United States and a coalition of willing forces acted.